This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. By now, most of you have heard that this new year, 2013, will include a tax increase. And it's coming out of your first paycheck, so get ready. Back in 2010, payroll taxes that fund Social Security were cut by 2%. Now that cut has expired. And although this may not sound like a lot of money, that means that workers making $50,000 a year are going to be out about $1,000. So whether you make a lot or not so much, your take-home pay is going to shrink, at least a little. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein talks with taxpayers about how this change affects their wallets.
David Hanlos finds comfort in numbers.
It helps me make better decisions.
So the computer engineer in Omaha, Nebraska, crunched the numbers to find out what his paycheck's going to look like in 2013.
I'm thinking I'm probably going to be missing at least, you know, it's going to be at least $80 a month, which is, that's baby food and a lot of diapers right there. I'm going to have to come up with somewhere else.
Workers across the country will see an increase to the Social Security payroll tax because the two-year holiday is over. And Robertson Williams of the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says the increase is coming fast.
That will hit the first paycheck you get in January. It'll be about 2 percentage points smaller than it otherwise would be.
Thanks to the fiscal cliff deal and other provisions that took effect January 1st, this year's tax code looks pretty different than last year's. There's the payroll tax, an increase to capital gains and income tax rates, and the elimination of certain deductions, too. But Williams says when you put it all together, you end up with a pretty equitable set of changes. For example, he says, if you make under $500,000, your after-tax income will go down 2%. But if you earn more than $1 million, it drops 8%.
It's a very progressive tax increase, hitting the wealthiest households the hardest.
The impact of the missing money, of course, depends on a person's situation. Carrie Coghill, a financial planner in Pittsburgh, says for her high-end clients, this increase isn't exactly a game changer.
I just don't think they're significant. They're more of a nuisance, I think, for a lot of people.
As someone who earns just above $400,000 a year, Coghill says that's certainly true for her. Ultimately, Coghill thinks she'll have to fork over an extra $6,000 and sacrifice things she can afford to lose.
It's those true discretionary items. It will be shoes and clothes.
Some middle-class families say this whole tax business won't have any impact on their spending. People like David Caraway, a teacher in San Antonio, and his wife.
I'm cheap. We're cheap.
Caraway explains most of the extra $2,300 they'll pay in taxes was just going to go into savings anyway. On second thought, Caraway says there may be one thing.
We do have a habit for exotic beer. You know, I guess my favorite microbrewery might suffer from, you know, the loss of the Caraway six-pack.
In some households, every penny matters. Where an extra $20 a week in taxes makes it that much harder to make rent, fill the tank, or eat. David Hanlos in Nebraska isn't quite in that group, but with a young family, debt, and dreams of financial security, he's not thrilled to see his pay go down. But what really worries him is that this whole fiscal cliff thing, spending cuts and higher taxes, isn't over.
We can't just cut funding drastically to all sorts of programs out there. On the other hand, we can't just double everyone's taxes and hope that'll work out well.
Hanlow says as winter settles in, he'll be watching the newest round of fiscal fights, the debt ceiling and the like, nervously, wondering if he's going to have to crunch the numbers again. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
If you'd like to see how the new tax law will affect your paycheck, just go to our website, marketplace.org.